Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. On the radio from 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock, John Cobell on demand, the podcast, and you could listen to what you missed. You want to hear an interview? I did with my wife, Deborah Cobell. She has a video podcast called Deborah Cobell Live. And I was on with her for an hour, and we talked about, I gave out a lot of details about the history of the John and Ken show, especially the early days. So if you're into that, Deborah Cobell Live, you can find it on YouTube or Facebook, Facebook or YouTube. And it's about an hour. I think it's good stuff. You'll enjoy it. And all right, let's move on to our next guest, L.A. Deputy District Attorney Todd Hicks. He has been with the DA's office for 30 years, and he is suing George Gascon. There's a long line of deputy DAs who are suing George Gascon for retaliation. And we'll find out what Todd's particular case is about. Welcome. How are you? Thanks for coming on.
Fine, John. How are you?
I'm okay. Well, tell us. We weren't aware of your particular story until you contacted us. So yeah. This got something to do with a shuttle service.
That is correct, John. Actually, we have two shuttle services here in downtown Los Angeles. One of them, the first one was my idea, along with members of my support staff, to protect our employees as they came and left the building. And the shuttle basically was inspired by my daughter, Lauren. And I put that to the administration to have the shuttle. It took them quite some time to give me an answer, and they finally did it.
So this is a shuttle to try to avoid all the street mayhem that's going on. People felt unsafe walking into the building.
Basically, John's exactly right, because one of the members of the support staff on the DA's own floor, the 12th floor of the building, was attacked by a shirtless and shoeless homeless man. And Lily Chase from the Hall of Justice, where she works, almost all the way to Union Station. And she was terrified by this event. And fortunately, she was just pushed and not pushed down and not harmed. But she let a certain member of the administration know this. And he offered his condolences, but did nothing for her at all. And most importantly, did not inform the rest of us, the employees who work in the building or the Civic Center area, that this happened. And to take due precautions.
So you came up with the idea for this shuttle service so the employees Correct. Would have extra protection to get to, and it would run to, well, explain the starting and ending point for the shuttle so people have an idea what you're talking about here.
Well, first of all, your listeners should know that we've never had a shuttle like this in downtown L.A. in the history of this office. So all of us have relied either walking, getting our exercise in and walking to our cars or walking to the train station or taking public transportation over there. And it's gotten to the point, John, where downtown is not what it was in years past. It is desolate. It is dangerous in some places. And so the idea was to protect our own people, have an exclusive shuttle that would leave the Hall of Justice building where the DA works, leave here, and to take you directly either to a parking lot in Chinatown or to the Union Station train station in downtown L.A. So basically one stop and then back. And it basically, unfortunately, it came to that, you know, the area came to that, so people needed a safe way to get, you know, to make that distance.
Okay, so how did the creation of this downtown shuttle, your idea here, your daughter's idea, how does it turn into a retaliation case with Gascon? What was the next step?
It isn't, John. That's two separate things. Okay, the retaliation suit is something that happened well before the shuttle was created.
I see.
I think it has something to do with how he treats me and, unfortunately, how he's treating my daughter in that fashion. The funny thing about that, John, is, you know, your listeners should know I'm an African-American man, and I've been working in this office for over 30 years, like you said. I have ties to the community. I've raised my family's community. I have aunts and uncles who live in the community, and I feel very strongly about Los Angeles, the cities, the counties, the county, and, you know, this office. And so it kind of struck me as odd that he would treat me and the others who are suing in a certain way. I mean, your listeners should know that there are scores of lawsuits against them, and the vast majority of people who are suing the district attorney for retaliation are racial minorities, people who are Jewish, women, and working mothers. So somebody who is, as he professes to be, a justice warrior, that is very peculiar to me.
So in what way did he retaliate against you?
I can't go through the case right now, John. I'm not going to do that because it's in litigation now.
Right.
But I will tell you, the theme of the case, at the simplest form, is there are no shortcuts to public safety. That you have to follow the book because you have to be conscientious about public safety. You have to be thoughtful about that. And, of course, cautious. So you can't cut corners. And so my lawsuit, the others, are basically along that same line, along that theme, that you need to be careful when you're implementing policies that will impact public safety. And you have to follow the rules and follow the book. You just do. Now, the shuttle idea basically is we have the shuttle, we have the first one, and it's wildly popular, John. It runs in the morning before work. And then the afternoon after work is over, and I've taken it a couple times myself. And the shuttle is always full. People are very grateful to have it. And most of the riders, John, are women.
Oh, yeah.
Who just want to feel safe going to and from the office. I mean, I can't ask for myself. I can't ask my own people. I supervise several people. I can't ask any of them, you know, to risk their public safety just to come to work each day and to leave it. You know, their health and safety and their well-being, mental, physical, is my responsibility. And I take that very seriously.
That is a lot of stress to go through every day, going to the office and from the office, dealing with, you know, it's basically an open-air asylum. And, you know, that is no way to walk into the office and do 8 hours of work.
It is not, in particular this time of year, John, when it gets dark early.
Yeah.
And you have work to do at your desk. And you're worried about, one, completing your, you know, hitting your deadline. And two, now that it's dark outside, am I safe enough to walk to my car or to go to my commuter train at Union Station?
Did Gascon not want to publicize this new shuttle idea that you had?
No. Because what happened, John, the context basically is the first shuttle comes into existence. The district attorney announces it and says members of the public are attacking the office. It's not quite true. okay? And he announces it, and that memo was leaked to the news media, and he was embarrassed by that. I have to tell you, your listeners, I had nothing to do with the leaking of that memo at all. I just wanted to show the stars that I thought was helpful. That's all I wanted. Okay, and so it got leaked to the media, and he was embarrassed by that. By many media outlets ran the story. So I think the second time around, and this time the Los Angeles court system has a shuttle that will take any government employee that works in the Civic Center area in downtown LA, be it, you know, a local prosecutor like myself, a city attorney, a U.S. attorney, someone in the court staff, a sheriff deputy, anyone who works in the court system down here can take that shuttle to various parts of downtown LA and eventually to Chinatown and to the station.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to travel in a war zone every day.
Yeah, that's what it is. So basically, I'm glad the LA courts did that. Thank God for that they did that. And again, because the other shuttle was so popular, we needed to expand it. And I know other agencies that have offices here in downtown LA wanted in on the shuttle. They wanted to have that available to their own people. And so I think the second time, John, he does not want to advertise the second shuttle. And to this day, at this very second, he has not. And I told his staff about this 3 weeks ago, right before Christmas. And they have not responded to my email whatsoever, nor have they informed the rest of the office that the second shuttle exists. Mm-hmm. So I think he basically has taken his lesson from the first time. And it's a political season, of course. He's up for re-election.
He got embarrassed by the first shuttle. He doesn't want to publicize the second shuttle.
Exactly. That's all this is.
And you're connected to the shuttle idea, and he's already got a lawsuit from you over retaliation. So this is not pleasant for him at all.
It is not. It is not, John. All I wanted him to do basically was start the shuttle, announce it, the second one, and the first one too. Announce it, be honest when you're doing that, announce the second one. And most importantly, John, acknowledge my daughter.
Yeah.
So what I think about this, John, is that if you cannot think about the safety of your own employees and you can't acknowledge a 25-year-old black woman and her part in this, and Lauren had a great part in this, then how can I expect you to look after the public, our safety, our interests, our future, let alone be honest with us about what you're doing and why?
No, I mean, well, obviously he doesn't care. I think virtually everybody in the city and the county feels that now, that Gascon doesn't care what happens to any of us out in the streets. It's just, it's pretty dark outside, just walking to work, and it's pretty dysfunctional on the inside in your offices these days. It's really a rough period.
It is. I mean, you can say what you want about the cause of the issues here in downtown L.A., and anyone who's been, any of your listeners have been down here lately, will say it's completely changed. It used to be a bustling area of people walking around, restaurants, things like that, and you don't see that anymore. Even the place where LA was founded, which is Alvera Street, which is down the, I can see it from my office sometimes, even Alvera Street is empty, and that is the birthplace of Los Angeles.
No, I know. My wife and I went to an event near Alvera Street some weeks ago, and it was terrifying. Like, we couldn't figure it out how to get into our car because there were so many crazy people loitering around, talking to themselves, banging their head against, one guy was banging his head against the wall, and we're standing on the sidewalk in the dark. We see our car. We don't know what route to take to get into the car. Like, should I go first? You want to go first? Should I go around to the right? You go to the left? How do we get around the crazy guy banging his head and everybody else that was, it's just ridiculous.
Exactly. The thing about that, John, is we live in a big city, honestly, but still, it's like that should not be occurring.
It's not big city life. No.
And a quick story. My daughter, last year, my youngest daughter, who's in college now, she decided to go to a Dodger game with her cousin and her cousin's husband. And I was working downtown LA that day she did that. And, John, she did not tell me she was coming here. I'm not sure why. And she went to Alvera Street to a Mexican restaurant that her cousin's husband used to go to as a child, and they were horrified, John. They were so scared. And then my daughter later calls me that same day and says, Daddy, I went to downtown LA, Alvera Street. It is so sketchy down there. I can't believe you work there.
Yeah.
And she told me.
Todd, I gotta go. Thanks very much for coming on with us. Good luck with everything. It's LA County Deputy DA Todd Hicks. Thanks
a
lot,
Todd. Okay, God bless you. Take care.
All right, bye-bye. More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
In California, oh my God, the latest invasion in your life, in your child's life. They want to ban tackle football for children under the age of 12, and it passed its first legislative committee in the assembly. This is written by a busybody named Kevin McCarthy, obviously a Democrat. It has to go through other committees and go through the state Senate as well. No state in the union has done this. Why can't parents and kids have that choice?
Thank you.
What? Every one of the stories we go through, somebody always has an argument for why we need this. Fine. Let us have the choice.
When my son was playing soccer, I told the coach after a couple of concussions, I said, I don't want him headbutting the ball anymore. I said, I just don't want him to. Coach looked at me like I was crazy, but that was my decision. I don't think that my son abided by that, but that's what I asked for.
That's reasonable, especially if a kid gets hurt. I've had a son play lots of baseball, obviously, and he's had a few injuries, but it's his choice, and you have to deal with the injuries and decide, am I going to go back in there or not?
And
but that's what freedom is about.
And if parents don't want their 12 and under child playing tackle football, that's fine. The government doesn't need to have a say in that. There's also the option of flag football that they can play.
So they want to turn all tackle football into flag football for kids 12 and under.
But that's not football.
No, it's a different sport. And you know what? Flag football also rewards different physical skills.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, and there's a lot of kids who are big kids. They might be overweight kids. They're not fast, flexible necessarily, but they make great offensive or defensive linemen, and this gives them a great chance to play a team sport. You know, they don't have the capability to play tennis, for example, or basketball. They don't have a body type for that. And their body type works for a football team. I love this line in the bill, in the story. The bill comes as flag football has been gaining popularity nationwide, especially for girls. And this is part of it. Everything that is considered masculine is under assault by progressive people because men are bad. Masculinity is bad. It's toxic. All that crap. Men, boys, not allowed to be men and boys. Men and boys, because they have a lot of testosterone, have a lot of energy. Directing them into sports is a good use of that energy, keeps them out of trouble. Makes them better students. One of the reasons boys in particular have so much trouble settling down in class is because of the chemical makeup of their brains. And of course, the teacher's response to that, and most of it is a female response, is, well, let's drug them. They must have attention deficit disorder. Let's load them up on Ritalin and Adderall and Vyvanse and all that stuff because they're too jumpy in class. Now, maybe if they had more time running around, playing sports, they'd be a little more tired in class and then they can concentrate on academics. But there's a complete willful lack of understanding on what boys are made of and men are made of. It's just nothing but demonizing our natural makeup. Like, we can change the way we are. Yes, we're naturally aggressive. We're naturally competitive. Yes, that's in our makeup. And the answer is to drug kids and not let them play. You see, the girls like touch football. They like flag football. Why aren't you like the girls? Because I'm a boy. This is just galling. There could be a risk. There's a risk in every sport, and all your body parts are at risk. Just leave people alone to decide what risks they take. It was the first hearing before the Arts, Entertainment, Sports, and Tourism Committee, It's going to have to be passed by the full assembly by the end of January, and then go to the state Senate, and then it's going to go to Gavin Newsom's desk, and then the bill would take effect in January 2026. They never run out of things to ban. They never run out of things to ban. Why would you take tackle football away from kids? Could you just leave them alone? Is it possible to, does everything have to be over-regulated?
Sports is a safe haven for kids.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, they want to ruin this safe haven when they've already ruined other safe havens like the park because there's so many homeless people sleeping in the parks these days. It's ridiculous. Like, they should focus on that, not tackle football.
This is they're always looking for, like, after-school programs for kids, especially kids who were in bad neighborhoods who could get in trouble. I've seen studies done. The more kids play sports, boys and girls, the less trouble they get into. The less crime, the less drugs, less alcohol, less sexual relations, because a lot of them become serious athletes. And when you're a serious athlete, that just consumes all your time. Training, playing the sports, and everything related to it. It's many hours after school every day. That's the best place for a lot of kids. More coming up. John Cobalt Show.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
On that Alaska airline flight, which had the door plug blow out, it's a lot of news. They're looking for four bolts. Four bolts that were supposed to keep the door plugged into the Boeing 737 MAX 9. They can't find them, and they don't know if they were ever there. Now, I don't know how you're going to find four bolts when the plane blew the door plug out at 16,000 feet. They found the door. Fell into some trees near that teacher's house, but they're not actually trying to find the bolts, are they? That would take a while. According to, oh, this is a great name, Clint Cruikshanks. Cruikshanks. He's an investigator for the National Transportation Safety Board. He said, we haven't yet recovered the four bolts, and we have not yet determined if they existed there. And these bolts helped, you know, lock in the door or the door plug. And what I didn't know, Deborah, I don't know if you knew this. Who do you think certifies the aircraft is safe to fly? Do you think it's the government or do you think it's the company that builds the plane?
I think it's the company that builds the plane.
You are right. I thought a government inspectors would come by and do the certification, you know, an outside party. Because if you're certifying things yourself, you're under a lot of financial and, you know, political pressure within the company. But it turns out for quite a while now, the FAA does not have actual oversight over the manufacturing process, and they let company employees certify the aircraft.
Maybe it needs to be doubly certified from now on.
The congressman who discussed this to reporters said that requiring the government to own responsibility would be a huge task, and there's no way we could get a budget that would be adequate to do that. It would require thousands of people to be hired.
Okay, I think that we all probably can agree that we would pay a few bucks extra to fly to go fly somewhere and hire somebody to do that, or hire people to do that.
See, what happened with Boeing was there was all this internal pressure to rush out the MAX 8 a few years ago. And those were the planes that fell out of the sky and hundreds died because Airbus had come out with a new super cool jet. And they were starting to rack up a lot of business. And Boeing felt like it couldn't compete. So they did a rush job on the MAX 8. And this MAX 9 is a larger version of the MAX 8. See, the purpose of government in this case is to be a neutral party, not pressured by profit or, you know, the whatever the whims are of the executive. So they said, in fact, all the quotes indicate that they don't expect any kind of government involvement in the certification process. They say what they do now is there's a delegation within these aircraft manufacturers that report to the government. Like Boeing has a department of inspection, and then those inspectors report back to the FAA what they find. They're also looking at Spirit AeroSystems. They assembled the door panels. These were on these MAX 9 planes that five different airlines use. Mostly it's Alaska and United. And Spirit AeroSystems is shutting down. Reporters are asking questions, and you get one of these shutdown statements that sounds like a customer service response. Our primary focus is quality and product integrity. We're following standard protocols.
Haven't they had issues in the past?
Yes, they have. As I had that somewhere here. Yeah, they have had issues in the past. The Spirit AeroSystems had fittings and holes that weren't drilled correctly in another model of plane, because Spirit AeroSystems is one of Boeing's biggest contractors. So, and they think this was a manufacturing problem. Something on the factory floor happened in the process there. They don't think it's a design problem. Because they have I could read this, but it wouldn't make any sense. There's a complicated way that the door panels interlock with the fuselage so that this doesn't happen.
Right.
And you need the four bolts. And the thing is, they found loose bolts in all these other planes that have been grounded. So it's pretty clear it's the bolts. What they don't know is whether the bolts blew out, you know, fell out before the plug separated from the plane.
Or if there were even any bolts to begin with.
Right. Or if there's bolts to begin with, or the bolts flew out at the time of the plug disengaging. And I don't know if they can ever determine that for sure. But it is the bolts. Doesn't seem to be anything else. Now, what they haven't addressed yet is obviously something was loose in the door because the pressure light went on three other times in the previous week. So there was a little bit of leakage going on. There was a little bit of movement going on in the door. And that set off the pressure light, but the pilots kept looking at it and said, I guess it's okay. Or maybe the mechanics were looking at it. I guess it's okay. Well, just don't fly it over the ocean, just in case. But there's nobody to appeal to. It looks like nobody in government wants the responsibility. Not that government employees are any better than any other bunch of slugs.
Now, are we going to be told from now on when we go on one of those planes that there are those types of fake doors there? Because you heard Alex Stone earlier this week when you had him as a guest saying that you cannot tell when you're on a plane. You cannot tell where that door was.
Right.
Certainly no way will I ever want to be in those seats.
Yeah. I don't know if it's always 26A and B, but it was on that plane.
I know.
Also, when you look, you can, once you make a reservation, right, you could look and see what model plane you're going to be boarding. And you have to look, because I did this the other day. My wife is taking a flight soon, and she wanted to know. And it was a United flight, and it was a 737-800. And I'm looking at that. Well, is that a MAX 8? Is an 800 a MAX 8 and a 900 a MAX 9? And it's not.
It has to say MAX, right?
800 and 900, they're part of the 737 family, but it's older models. The new models of the 737 is MAX 8 and MAX 9. They replaced the 800s and 900s. So it means you're getting an older plane, but you're not getting a plane with these problems they've had in the last few years. And you don't know at the last minute they could switch planes.
And that's exactly right.
So unless you're going to look the morning of, and then good luck getting...
Right, then what are you going to do? You're going to decide, okay, forget that. I'm going to postpone my trip because I can't get on another plane.
See, I thought there would be an inspection as it's leaving the factory, right? And an inspection after everything, you know, after the doors are put on and all that. And then I thought the federal government comes in and does an inspection, but they don't.
Well, maybe they should now.
They're not going to.
Well, then we need somebody else. It needs to be, obviously, we need more inspections. Can never have too many.
Well, and they also have to do their job. You can hire these inspectors, but when the pressure light's going on, then you have to stand down and actually inspect where this could be coming from.
This is not like a vacuum cleaner that might be going on, you know, that you might need to throw away. This is just so
crazy.
It's a new
plane. So it just happened.
Right. So I think maybe people think, oh, it's new. There's nothing wrong with it. It's brand new. It's fine.
More coming up. John Cobalt Show.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
I think I have a story here that it will affect 0% of the audience. But I want to tell you anyway. Because it's these fanatical progressives in the State Assembly Revenue and Taxation Committee. There is a bill written by an assemblyman named Alex Lee. I'll explain him in a moment. For the second year in a row, he's introduced a tax measure. It would impose a 1.5% tax on all the assets of anyone with a worldwide net worth of $1 billion. In other words, if you are worth $1 billion around the world, your assets don't have to be in California. I don't know how you would enforce this. I don't know how this could be legal or constitutional, right? And this is why I bring this up, because they're so crazy. They have a huge budget deficit, and they're nuts. They're such irritating, annoying cultists, these ideologues. They're like crazy religious people. And they don't think billionaires should be allowed to keep their money. So, like, what's 1% of $1 billion? That would be like 100 million would be 10%. So this would be like $15 million. And then a 1% tax on those with a net worth of 50 million. And they're supposed to have a hearing. Well, the hearing is supposed to be this afternoon. And Alex Lee is a guy who got elected to the assembly. He was living in his mother's house. Because he never worked and he never earned any money and he couldn't afford to move out of his mother's house. And up in Northern California, that qualifies him to be an assemblyman. And now he wants to put a tax on people who have worked a lot. Billionaires generally have worked a real lot. There's a handful that inherited money, but 99% of them, put in 120 hours a week all their lives. All right, Conway's here.
Take the money away from those rich bastards.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry. Are we on the air?
No.
Sorry. All right. We have Alex Stone coming on today, continuing to talk about the Alaska Airlines. It's still flipping people out. People are flipped out, man. Flipped out. Steve Gregory is in Vegas with the Consumer Electronics Show. Talk to him about what the latest is. That's sort of like an old radio hack thing to do. You know, hey, tell us what's going on the floor there at CES. oh, well, we got a flying car. It's going to be great.
You know, yeah, kind of, I know. Every year it's that.
It's the same old crap. And then
wait, that's a real inviting introduction to have Steve on. Buddy, now, who doesn't want to hear
that? Look, the audience appreciates honesty.
Well, he did go to the Sphere.
Oh, he did? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, there you go. That's something.
All right. We have the Duke of Sports coming on to talk about Pat McAfee, Aaron Rodgers, Jimmy Kimmel, the whole run. Because Jimmy Kimmel has a lot of weight still in this town.
Yeah, well.
And he told Aaron Rodgers to take a hike, and now Aaron Rodgers is off of ESPN.
Yeah, that was, I didn't realize that was a seven-figure job he had.
Yeah, it's like $800,000 a year.
He was getting paid, around
a million.
He was getting
paid directly by Pat McAfee, though, not ESPN.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That much money?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Pat McAfee made $85 million from ESPN?
That number's wrong. Pat's never come out and said what the number is. That's
well,
just
I heard it was $800,000.
So he's... But either whatever it is, exactly, that is a lot of money to come out of a guy.
It's a lot. But then again, there are millions of people that wouldn't be watching that show if it wasn't for Aaron Rodgers. And
yeah,
I'm one of them.
Especially now. I think a lot of people are aware of the show that probably didn't know about it.
Yeah, 100%. You know, that's what that controversy, you can get out of it, you know. Like us.
Maybe it was all staged.
That's possible. Like, I think that if you haven't been suspended in radio at least once, you're not pushing hard enough.
No, you're not trying.
All right. And then we have Casey Dalton. Sounds familiar, that name. She's the queen of weed. She put together a store called Stash Dash in Los Feliz. And they're calling it the Whole Foods of Pot. The store is built like Whole Foods.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You been there?
Yes, I was there.
Of course you
have. Yeah. Well, I went to the opening. Yeah, and I was given a big bag of stuff.
You're like the Grand Marshal?
Yeah. You know, people think I smoke a lot of weed, and I probably smoke more than that. No, I really don't. It gets me paranoid, and I can't. And I enjoyed it up until having a child occasionally.
Right.
But then after having a kid, I couldn't do it. I got too paranoid. So it's been 18 years.
18 years without a puff.
Well, 18 years without getting really into it.
I see.
Look, if somebody passes a joint around a concert, what am I going to do? Turn it down? Would you turn it down?
That's bad for him. I am not sucking on something that someone else has just sucked on.
Then you wouldn't make it in good sex clubs.
It's just a health thing with
that's
me.
That's right.
All right. Conway.
Ding dong with you. Right. John Colbell.
Crozier's got the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.